Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tech Tuesday here with Eric Semmel. I still can't get over you got a shingles vaccine on a holiday weekend.
Yes.
Are you feeling okay?
I feel fine. My arm's killing me, but other than that, I'm feeling
I've never fine. Had it.
Yeah.
Do I have to get it?
You don't have to, no. No, you have to do anything, Brian.
But it beats getting shingles, I guess?
That would be the contention.
My dad got it, and he said it was really rough.
Shingles or the shot?
He got shingles, then the shot.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a little late.
Yeah. The couple stories that caught my eye, you know, and Eric does a great job of just sending some interesting stuff, and in India, there's a movement to tip rideshare drivers before they get there.
It's crazy, right? So tipping it these days is getting ridiculous as it is because the prices are so high as it is. Then you're adding the tip on top of that. Here in India, if you want a rideshare, if you want to ride, they're going to have to want to get tipped before they come to see you. And they're kind of like auctioning themselves out at the highest bidder. The person that gives the highest tip will get the ride. So you're sitting there waiting for your Uber. You got a tip, you know, Bob coming after you, whatever, you're going to tip him just to hope he comes and picks you up.
Well, the only thing that matters here is this something that could come here or not?
Probably not. I don't think Americans would stand for that kind of thing. This is an Indian thing. This is just how they are
paid. Well, because it's chaos there. In India, it's chaos. So basically, there's a chance your rideshare never shows up.
Correct.
So if you want to guarantee that it actually shows up, you pay a little upfront. I mean, that's what I gather because I've never been to India. I have friends that have, and I've seen a lot of stuff. It's chaos in their urban centers.
I'm just picturing them chucking your luggage right into the car, sort of not even caring, driving over it, and you tipped them 20%.
Yeah, but they showed up.
Yes.
But that, I can't see that happening here, although the tipping culture is crazy. I feel like when it comes to the food stuff, too, like for takeout or whatever, I feel like, you didn't tip. Or what if you go to a ball game? Like, you're $16 beer, and I still give them an extra dollar. It's like, well, it's like I'm in Vegas. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I feel at a ball game, those guys are working hard. But I agree with you. If you go and get some ice cream at a walk-up, you know, what are they doing? They're just scooping.
I don't mind tipping. I feel like there's a shaming element if you don't.
Right, and there's never an option for zero.
Yeah, and they start, it's like, it starts at 20, then it goes 25, then 30.
I know. 100% tip.
What happened to good old 15? Although I'm generally a 20% tipper.
Yeah, me too, for restaurants, yeah.
So we always do these password stories. You know, pins are no different, right?
Nope.
Four zeros, you know, 1234.
Right.
I was really fascinated that 1986 was a common one because it shows you how many, people...
Right.
You know, from that era. But, I mean, is it the basic do's and don'ts?
It really is. This story talks about the 50 passcodes you don't want to use. Again, it comes down to
50 of them.
Yeah. It has a whole list of the top 50. I only printed out the top four. Obviously 1111 and the 000, like you mentioned, people are using it. And they use 1234 is 9% of the time. So
9?
This is a site, that is called Have I Been Pwned? And basically, there's 29 million PIN codes that they have to analyze. That should scare you as it is, that this site already has 29 million of our PINs. Now, obviously, the PINs, it's not hard to come up with those numbers, too.
Right.
But these are folks that have actually been compromised. So consider having a unique PIN or a pattern. I mean, I've seen my kids draw their pattern. I think they're going to break their thumb when they draw their pattern. Their pattern is so complicated. They have no chance in heck of me ever breaking into their phone with that pattern.
Wait, there's a way to do it with patterns that you draw?
On Android, there's a way. I would assume Apple, too. But on Android, there is a way to draw a crazy pattern. So it's like they want to get into their phones. It's like zigzag, up, down. I'm like, wow.
Why don't we just go full time to like facial?
Well, I can just put it in front of your face if you're sleeping.
Well, you need eyeballs.
Yeah, you do need some eyeballs.
The thumb thing doesn't work anymore. That didn't last very long.
The thumbprint does. I mean, again, but of course, if you're sleeping, you're just going to put the guy's thumb on there.
But I mean, the bottom line is that if you're not a 1234 or four zeros, birth year's not good either.
No. I mean, anybody's going to try to use those things the first time if they want to get into your phone. It depends on what you're trying to protect, because obviously the apps within your phone, if you've done the right thing, you've set up two-factor and you've set up other factors on the individual apps. So what are they going to get at?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When they get in your phone.
His name is Eric Semmel. He's with Tab Computers, as is emblazoned on his shirt this morning.
Yes.
And you can listen to him with Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings here on WTIC. He'll answer any question, both erudite and dumb. It does not matter.
We will try.
Because that's a relative thing. What could be dumb to somebody else is brilliant to another.
Oh, yeah.
And vice versa. I also, what is Luna Moth? What even is that? Should I know what that is?
Yeah, so basically if you're a law firm, these are bad guys out there trying to get into your systems. And Luna Moth has a specific phishing campaign.
But who is it? Some crime lord?
Yeah, well, it's a hacking group. Yeah, everyone's got these names. It's a hacking group. And they're out there trying to get into law firms. The FBI actually put out a warning now. And the thing about it is they're using these emails that have attachments that say your subscription will continue at the premium level. And what that tends to do is freak people out. And then they click on that attachment, and the attachment brings down a remote access software tool that then the guys at Luna Moth have access to your system. And you were thinking you were defending against some invoice. And for some reason, they're going after law firms to do this. It's been very specific and very targeted, and that's why the FBI has brought it up. So if you ever get any kind of email with an attachment that tells you to put in any kind of credentials, we actually had a story on our show on Saturday where I was talking to a prospective client, a fire department, whose email was compromised. And somehow they sent out emails to all sorts of fire department, even military sites, and they're getting all sorts of emails back saying, hey, you're compromised because what you're doing is you're having an attachment that says, give me your log into your Microsoft 365. To access this attachment. Well, you're already in. You got the email, for crying out loud. But people go ahead and do that, and the bad guys are harvesting your credentials. So any kind of attachment, anything that's coming through your email, if you don't have the right tools in place to prevent these bad actors from sending them in the first place, email filtering, web filtering, you're going to get these attacks. And then, of course, before you know it, you're going to be owned.
I still get Norton antivirus, renew my subscription stuff. Yeah. I didn't even know Norton's still in business.
They still are. Yeah, they still are. They're doing their best, Brian. AV is not really a thing anymore.
What about we talked about, you know, the Luna Moth thing, but yeah. This you always have something with Microsoft.
Well, because Microsoft is so ubiquitous. It's everywhere.
So you got two items this week up for bid. Talk to me.
Well, if you don't update your Windows 10 in October, you're never going to get security updates unless you pay the boys at Microsoft $30 a year for the pleasure of getting updates. These are the updates they're not going to send unless you pay. So you can either update your Windows 10 to Windows 11 for free, or you can pay them $30 a year.
Do work people just do that for me? Because I've never done it. Anything.
Microsoft will try to trick you into doing it on a regular basis. Eventually, your machine's going to come up and say, hey, you want to upgrade? And you'll have to take three different steps to get out of it to say no if you don't want to. But yes, your work folks can force that as well. I'm sure the folks here at Odyssey will have you updated by October, if I had to guess. They don't want to pay $30 to be secure. So if you haven't done that by October of this year, you're either going to have to pay for those security updates or update to Windows 11. And for the most part, your system should work about the same way it had in the past.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, again, Tech Tuesday, every Tuesday at 8:20, unless we can find something better.
that should be easy, Brad.
Computer Talk with Tab is 9 to 11 on Saturdays here in WTIC. What's going on in the show? Any interesting trends that people are inquiring about? Or are you sort of all over the map still?
We're all over the map. There's no real trends happening right now. No major attacks that I could bring up. Just be careful out there. Everyone's going to ask you for your password in many different ways. Don't give it to them. And make sure you enable two-factor authentication on everything you do, whether it be a text message or something. Just enable two-factor authentication on every account, every email system, every software you use, and you'll be more secure.
I feel like it's like one of those things where it's all, you know, Windows 10, Windows 11. Eventually, two factors not going to be enough. It's going to be three-factor authentication, right. Or what have you.
You have to give a blood test.
Something. Well, I hope you feel better.
Thanks.
I should do it, but I don't want to do it.
Right, I don't blame you. It's not that bad. Just a little achy arm.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Sounds like it puts you out. Eric Semmel, again, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11, every Saturday morning here on WTIC News Talk 1080 and 820 on Tuesday. It would be Tech Tuesday. We appreciate it as always.
My pleasure.